I'm going to do some rottenness, and that hedgehog won't stop me!
Pack your shit! Pack your shit! We gotta get out of here!
Well, gentlemen, I'm flooding it! It!
You are listening to RSN Radio.
All we do is eat crumpets and drink tea. Is there something wrong with that?
For more information, visit www.randomsonicnet.org.
You can go again!
Ah, dang it, wrong album. Here we go. That's right. It's another week. It's another time for another episode of RSN Live, hosted by your badass host voice. So, first off, I'd like to say right now there's some technical difficulties with the RSN Live webpage. Unfortunately, it's kind of one of those things I can't really fix during the show. I'll have to do some more debugging after the show. Also, I do realize that I forgot to upload last week's show. I will fix that once I have fixed the main issue. So, first off, gotta start off with, you know. See, I knew I shouldn't have, you know, what happened is I updated my servers, because, you know, security, I keep up to date and all that. And in the back of my mind, I'm thinking, I shouldn't be doing this. This is going to fuck something up. It's going to do something. I don't want to do this. But I did it anyways, and now I'm paying the price. So, otherwise, the web streamers are still up. So, you know, you can listen to the addresses. No, we're not using IIS. Only fools use IIS, alright? Fools. Okay, now that that little programming note is out of the way. As you heard, it is, of course, the day before I head down to St. Louis. I'm pointing north, by the way, so this is incorrect. Down to St. Louis for Sonic Boom, which will be happening on this Saturday. I'm driving down tomorrow, 5.5 hours. I figure I'm not interested in driving 5.5 hours for a 5-hour event. So naturally, I'm going to spent, like, I want to say, like, 2 days worth of time down in St. Louis. So I'll be seeing some of the sights while I'm down there, of course. Arch things. But yeah, of course, the main event is Sonic Boom. Now, those of you listening last week know that there was, of course, Summer of Sonic last weekend. Obviously, I didn't go to that. I don't feel like spending more money than I have to. You know, it's like an incredibly expensive trip to make. So, I should probably paste some of this stuff. I should probably spam a lot more people than I'm spamming. I don't like spam, but I should. How much spending money am I taking? You know what? It's funny, because I actually have a fund of physical cash. But that's kind of being held off for, anime conventions. Because that's where you really get ripped off, anime conventions. So, I mean, not that I'm wishing to speak ill of the conventions I go to that I have mentioned numerous times. But let's face the facts. I paid... I think I paid like $30 for a Sonic bobblehead at an anime convention, and that's when I actually looked at the box afterwards, and it like had $10 printed on the box. So I would hope that Sega and Crush 40, by the way, is gonna be down there, Crush 40. I would hope those guys don't gouge as badly as the conventions do, but we'll find out. Of course, this is also my first time going to this, and it's kind of funny, I actually did kind of want to try to do, like, the whole Summer of Sonic thing, like, streaming, all that crap, but of course, you know me, I'm lazy, and, knowing Sega, they probably would have, said,
no!
So, I'll, if I can remember, I will try to ask them sooner rather than later. Yeah. So, anywho. Of course, we got our... Shoujay. Shoujay what? I have a Summer Sonic t-shirt. I didn't go. I won it because I donated to some charitable cause. I can't remember. I think it was Segathon 1? So, I sort of went, but I didn't go. So... it's also kind of dependent on where, oh, by the way, in case anyone who hasn't seen the Twitch stream before and is kind of, like, confused, because I linked to the Twitch page this time, it says Voice of Six is playing Bioshock. Obviously, I'm not playing Bioshock. I don't have any control over that. Twitch is primarily meant to, be used to stream video games. I'm using it because Ustream kind of, Ustream and Livestream suck in terms of video quality, and I'm kind of a quality freak, so... These guys let me stream high def. But, anyway, also asking them about streaming next year is kind of dependent on where they go. You know, I think last year Sonic Boom was held in San Diego, was it? San Diego, anyone want to correct me? Bueller? Anyone? I'm sure it'll come to me. But, yeah. So... Sonic Boom's coming up. I'll talk a little bit more about that later, because obviously, last year, I know it was held in the vicinity of Comic-Con, but they like have Comic-Cons all over the place, so, yeah, there's no winning there. Anyway, it's time to start rolling in music so I can think about what I've gotten myself into. So, what are we gonna do? What am I gonna do? Of course, we're gonna do that. So, this is RSN Live Voice. I will return to talking shortly. Without this music.
They call me Sonic, 'cause I'm faster than sound. I keep on jumping around. Blue Hedgehog Sonic, with incredible speed, I'm moving my feet.
Oh,
and sound, I keep on jumping around. Blue Hedgehog Sonic, with incredible speed, I'm moving my feet. They call me Sonic, cause I am faster than sound, I keep on jumping around. Blue Hedgehog Sonic, with incredible speed, I'm moving my feet. They call me Sonic. Blue Hedgehog Sonic.
holds her down. She must be the light of hope for the ones counting on us in the darkness.
Because why the hell not? So. Anywho, I guess let's get ready to talk more about Sonic Boom. So, what do we got going on with this event? Well, first off, I would like to point out that there will be alcohol at this event. The place sells, has a bar, so. There will be beer soon. That's all I'll say. Hopefully I won't get insanely drunk, but I've never really been drunk, so I don't know what my threshold is. But yeah, there will be alcohol, so that'll be interesting to say the least. Yeah. I'm gonna be, and even better, this bar, according to the Sega blog posting, is located on the balcony. So, I can pretend like I'm Jay Zeech, hanging out in the balcony, watching over people, but not threatening to kill anyone. Yes, I will be the drunken guy shouting for Linux ports. And this will be the first and last Sonic Boom I will ever be allowed to go to. So, yeah. So, of course, I can't take it with me, but I know they're gonna ignore my Linux question. I submitted that like a month and a half ago, so they probably already sorted it, threw it out. So because I know they will not answer that question, I already will do a preemptive. Sorry, I just needed an excuse to use those two sounds I like actually put in. By the way, that intro earlier. That fancy intro? 10 minutes in Audacity. Booyah. All you people with your fancy audio editing systems, and I'm just using open source software like it's in this business. I'm awesome. I'm also burping. We'll see what else they got there at Sonic Boom. Oh, by the way, I'll put this out there. So there's going to be a free dinner buffet available, and the buffet will include chili dogs, because why not? Sonic flavor food, chili dogs. But I will say this, these chili dogs better not be disappointing, alright? I just had Portillo's last night, and those chili dogs are like freaking amazing, so if Sega disappoints me on this, I will be a very disappointed person. I will have to find a way to make this with Sad Tails hat. So, Do you have to pay for this food? Well, let's. It says that it is a free dinner buffet. So, apparently, toasted ravioli, which is a St. Louis specialty. We'll find out. I'll report back to you guys. I think. We'll see what happens. Of course, I actually have to fix my phone tonight to get the VPN going, so that I'll be able to use my cell phone's connection still, you know, hotel's Wi-Fi, which is probably going to be a pay-for ordeal. By the way, that's the biggest expense on this so far. Everyone's, like, looking for these cheap hotels in the area that are, like, 10 miles away from the thing, and I kind of just go, screw it. And I got the hotel that's, like, right next to the venue. The problem with that, well, first off, I like being able to walk, and let's say I do, for the sake of putting it out there, let's say I do actually get drunk, I don't like drinking and driving, period. Like, even if I've had one beer, I'm kind of like, I really don't want to drink and drive. So, having the hotel right there just means I can just slosh on over and be done with it. So, I'm kind of thinking safety at the same time here, folks. Drink responsibly. You know, I'm unpinning you, Chrome. I don't use you anymore. Get off my taskbar. So, yeah. What else we got going on here? So, they actually posted their events. Well, they're also going to have nachos and sliders. So, it's really kind of, it's a dinner buffet. But it's going to be more like some kind of like what you'd get from a company picnic than anything else. It's not going to be a full-out spread. Like, if you go to ASEN and you stay at the Hyatt, which is where the actual main part of the convention is, that hotel puts on a fucking buffet, all right? I've never eaten there, but I've seen it, and it's a huge-ass spread with all these, like, cooks at the facility. So, yeah, this is nothing compared to that. But at the same time, this is kind of being held at, like, a... What's the word I want to say? The pageant looks to me to be some kind of... it's a theater house. It's a theater house. So... My note script's blocking half the page. The fact that that's going on is kind of funny. You know, there's a whole thing about this about recently because of the whole security... NSA stuff about not being able to use the internet because all the websites now are using Java for one reason or another, JavaScript. So I just went to the pageant website and nothing loaded. Anywho, so the pageant is more of a theater house than a convention center, so I'm honestly kind of curious as to how they're going to get this all working, but we will definitely find out. $23 all these. I'm told that their tickets are sold out now. But we'll find out. Oh, and it's a cash bar, by the way, in case anyone is gonna listen to this tomorrow. I doubt anyone is. I actually, by the way, am working on some kind of way to have this play, like, the podcast play the day after, around the same time. So that's kind of in the works. Random RSN radio tidbits for you. But yeah, cash bar, all that kind of stuff. Oh, by the way, the slow... Here's... dessert. It just says dessert. It doesn't say what the dessert is. It just says dessert. So, my money's on it's going to be Jell-O. Because everyone loves Jell-O. No one can hate Jell-O. Let's see, free water and soda available. Why am I talking about the food? No one really cares about the food. It's all about the event. So, let's see here. Doors open at 5 p.m. 6 p.m. you've got Crush 40. 7:30 p.m. Q&A with Yuka-san and Hoshino-san. I'm not good at pronouncing Japanese names. Rex would kill me right now. And at 8 p.m. we got the costume contest, which is pretty much... I don't mean to put cosplayers down, but 99% of the Sonic cosplays I see are kind of, you know... I'm gonna end up wanting to stab my eye. I'm gonna be... I'm going to be drinking heavily to, I'm going to be drinking heavily to get rid of all that from my mind. Okay, so, alright, well, where are we? 8:45 is the trivia contest, followed by news at 9:30, and 10 p.m., event is over, frowny face. I shit you not, it's frowny face. Hold on one second. There you go. There's a frowny face right there. I have no idea what's up with that. Oh, it didn't actually show the desktop. That's good. Well, thank you. Thank you, OBS, for not showing the desktop. Whatever. There's a frowny face, don't worry. I assure you, there's a frowny face. Here, I'll post it in the Twitch chat so you can look at it. Yeah, the cosplays usually are fun, and you can tell a lot of people put them in. I guess I'm just an asshole for kind of pointing stuff out, but, you know. Oh, by the way, each guest will also get a free bag of exclusive Sonic Boom 2013 merchandise. So, also Crush 40 will help merchandise available for purchase. So just like Summer Sonic, we're going to get a gift bag too. Nothing special there. So, look, that was OBS's fault that it did not show my desktop, alright? I had nothing to do with that screw up. So, I'm gonna go ahead and cue up some more music here, and then we'll go to the talkie segment. So, we'll see what happens. Oh, by the way, they're also gonna have, what do you call it? Stuff. Stuff. They're gonna have, why can't I find the folder I'm looking for? There it is. No, that's not what I want. They're going to have Yieldy Sonic Lost World available to play. So that's something else I guess to look forward to. But I've already said this numerous times. I'm not getting a Wii U just because of Sonic Lost World. So kind of a failed attempt. Well, it's not an attempt aimed at me, obviously. I mean, it's for everyone else, but, you know. Whatever. Music. Bah. we're back! So, now it is, of course, that time where I open IP. I can find... fucking mobile. Keeps hiding itself. I don't know why it keeps hiding itself. Okay, let's see here. Unmute. And I gotta unmute myself. Oh, God. I definitely heard that. Can you hear me?
Briar.
What?
Briar?
Yes, you're on.
Is he?
What's up?
I just have to turn this up a bit so I can hear your voice.
It is kind of quiet.
Yeah.
Is it kind of quiet?
Yeah, on your
side it is. I guess it would be helpful if I turned the mumble volume up.
Yeah, that might be helpful.
You're alright. You're alright on my side.
Yeah, the problem is that Oceanics is twice as loud and this is not.
But that's a good thing, right? Although, I'm looking at Internet DJ Console and it's showing my mic levels are normal, so, I have no idea what to say to that.
My microphone is 69, appropriately.
Well, then.
Alright. Well, that's, it's intriguing, I suppose.
So, I would like to know that, Voice Swimming Home, as of Saturday, will have gone to a official Sonic event. I have gone to an official Sonic event, but Shaddix Croft has not gone to an official Sonic event.
Yeah, what's up with that?
I've been to an anime one.
I don't think that counts.
It doesn't count because it's... you know what?
Yeah,
I've only seen one Sonic guy at an anime convention. Alright? And we all know how well that turned out.
Made me cry.
Friggin, don't cry. I'm just pointing out this.
With friggin' Silver the Awkward Hedgehog. Hold on, let me download
what
it.
What about Silver Sonic? What?
I knew that was gonna come up. I knew it. I didn't do anything to stop it. Worth it. I'm having problems actually finding this image. Why am I having problems finding this image? I know it's in here somewhere.
All the girls go to Sonic Boom, Jennix. That's what Voice needs to be doing when he's there. He needs to be checking out the members of the opposite sex while he's there.
Oh, yeah. You mean the underage members of the opposite sex? Oh, yeah. That'll work out real well for me.
They won't all be underage.
There you go. There's your awkward Sonic from anime convention. Or, sorry, Silver.
Is that guy from Wisconsin?
No. But, you know, I guess I shouldn't point and laugh. I mean, at least, you know, he actually did something, whereas I just walked around in a Sonic hat.
Yeah, it's actually bright. It's bright as well.
Actually, that raises an important point. What will you be wearing to this event?
I do have the Sonic t-shirt. I'm not going to wear the Summer Sonic t-shirt because that'd be a lie. Kind of like the cake.
Hmm.
But, I got Sonic t-shirts I bought at the anime convention this year. So, we're good to go.
But what about the Tails hat? That's what I'm more interested in.
Oh, of course the Tails hat's going to go.
I see.
Why wouldn't it?
That is good to hear.
Why wouldn't the Tails hat go? Come on. We all know this house works. No, I'm gonna go dressed up as Mario.
Yeah. I wouldn't put that past somebody.
Look at me, it's me, Mario!
Jay-Z won't be there running around chasing you with a pickaxe.
It could be worse, I could be dressing up as Rouge.
I would approve. Then again, you would have me running around chasing after you.
Long time no see, Big Blue. It's the facial hair that will make it. Again.
Oh dear.
First and last time I'll ever probably be allowed at a Sonic event.
you may have been banned from the Sonic Stadium Room and banned from Sonic Retro, but I don't think you're going to get banned from Sonic Boom.
Are you sure? I could go for band number three. Third time's a charm.
Because you'll never be banned from Cross. I could change that right now. I could do that right now. Kick down.
You could, but why would you want to do that? What? You know, I'll just make General Zod take revenge on you.
Oh yeah, I forgot. I never log on that.
Oh, thanks. By the way, for the people listening, there is an RSN IRC network. So, yeah. What is that? IRC.RSN. And that one's showing a bad gateway. What the fuck? Why are all these broken all of a sudden? Yet the main website works.
I guess some configuration option or something, but the one again, you supported that you've broken the whole thing.
This is what happens when I update the server. Also, shit breaks.
Can I say them Japanese names or you can say?
Sure, go for it.
I don't even know what the first name is of the Sonic series creator.
Hold on.
Well, it would be on that webpage.
Hold on. I'll link it to you.
It just says, San. Oh, there you go. Got it. I already know it. Takashi and Hayuga.
There you go.
Kazuki Hoshino. Actually, the robot said that better than me.
The robot said it better than you?
You mean Mike's up to Anna?
And the mumble robot would speak anything to me.
I think it's the Microsoft Dana. Yeah. She knows Japanese. Who knew? Mm-hmm.
Today you learned.
Hoshino.
The more you know.
But
I'm gonna tell you what I'm not looking forward to. I'm not looking forward to the fucking drive. That is gonna be the longest drive I will have done, and. You know, I guess that's just a sad comment on my life, that this is going to be the farthest I've gone on my own. So. Yeah.
How long is this drive?
5.5 hours.
Oh, that's not that long.
Yeah, I know. A drive to Toronto is longer. It's 9 hours.
Well, you can always take a break when you get tired of it.
Just always remember to keep your motivation for driving. Always play Weird Al Yankovic trucking driving song from Running With Scissors.
By the way, that concert was great, by the way. Although, it was kind of funny, because when I told people that I was at a Weird Al concert, like, Weird Al, he's still around? Isn't he, like, old by now?
What? Awesome.
Yes, but you have to remember, the guy has been, like, doing this since, like, 1983.
That's, like, almost 30 years, isn't it?
Yeah. He's not, like, although he doesn't have breakdowns like Billy Joel from Green Day.
So, basically, 31 years.
Yeah.
That was great. I just have to remember Jonathan's birthday.
Thanks.
I know your birthday.
What are y'all buying me?
What am I buying you? I'm gonna buy you another year of not having Jay-Z just attack you.
Oh.
He can be bought off with whiskey.
Anyway.
That's because people keep buying him off with whiskey.
You can't attack me, I'm Canadian.
Where there's a will, there's a way.
Unless it's just in Bieber, you can attack him. He's the only Canadian you can punch.
Yeah, but he's in America now. He's may as well be an American. So
no, he's Canadian.
Yeah. He is not Canadian.
He is Canadian.
He was born here, but that's it. They shipped him off long before he even adopted a sense of self. So... he grew up in the United States, so he's American now, sorry.
He was born on Canadian soil, therefore he is Canadian.
I have no responsibility for him. he probably doesn't even know what's on the Tim Hortons menu anymore. So he doesn't even...
Next Sonic game featuring Justin Bieber and Cash Cash.
Yeah, because that's a good way to get your game canned.
They'll sell copies of Sonic games. And we use...
Yes, we are talking about Justin Bieber racks. I don't know what else to really say to that other than Justin Bieber is Canadian. No matter how much you want to deny it, Trekkie, he is Canadian.
He isn't Canadian. He is a Canadian who has been exported and has not been here in a long time. So he is done.
I would just say the same about One Direction.
You want them to be American?
But
Austria, well, I like that.
But what's wrong with One Direction?
I don't know. Maybe we can say Cash Cash is Canadian.
Oh,
what the hell's that?
But it's not true.
Who was the one that did that? Like really fucked up Akon.
Oh.
Call Akon the Canadians.
Yeah, I don't think that would work.
He doesn't know all the types of maple syrup.
I very much doubt it.
Something you gotta know about when you're living in Canada. It can get very impolite looks. I'm not knowing your maple syrup in Canada.
You just have to know how to use it correctly.
Exactly.
If you don't know how to use it properly, that's a giveaway that you're not a true Canadian. You have to know how to use your maple syrup properly. And you have to know that you can use it for other things other than pancakes.
See? Now, you should have gone to Sonic Boom, because then you could have brought your maple syrup knowledge to the free dinner buffet.
What makes you think I'm going to have maple syrup at this dinner buffet?
You could make pancakes.
Yeah.
Lots and lots of fluffy pancakes.
I'll be down for
that. I honestly don't know what I'm gonna see down there.
Well, I'm sure you'll see lots of interesting things.
I swear to God, if I see a 300-pound Amy,
that would be amazing.
I'm gonna rage.
You would have to take a picture of that.
I'm just saying. I don't mean to be rude, but I firmly believe that if you don't have the body for it, don't do it. I don't think that's a hard rule to say. Don't you?
Just go up to it and say, "Hey, Amy, do you want to go bowling?" And then go to the bowling ball.
There is a bowling alley across the street from this place.
See?
Exactly, just do it now.
Cousin, let's go bowling. Just pointing out the obvious. And for the people who are just joining the Twitch stream, yes, Twitch is lying. I am not playing Bioshock Infinite right now. The Twitch is a lie.
How does it know that anyway?
How does what?
Where does that information come from?
Actually, it's under the, where the hell is it? I can't find it. I think it's under dashboard. You have to actually manually change it, but there's no none option. It has to be a video game.
Oh, I thought maybe you could type in something.
Tell you what. Let's see if I can, hold on, I gotta stop it here.
Oh,
there we go. Not playing. There we go. Will that work?
You get a sticker? Well, I'm convinced.
There. I've set it to not playing. Now, I'm looking at the page right now, and it's still showing that I'm playing BioShock Infinite.
It's probably not instant.
So, I'm going to go ahead and just say the update, it does nothing. Oh, I'm up to 6 now. Holy crap.
Ow!
6 viewers, and I'm at 653. Come on, guys. The show starts at 6 and runs through 7.
Well, I told you before, you should have the,
I'm gonna stop you before you say it, Trekkie. I'm gonna stop you right there. We're not doing this till 9.
That's what I do.
Well, I mean, what else am I gonna do? I mean, there's talking about maple syrup, and that's pretty much it. Like, no one else is joining in the mumble chat.
You could read from that fanfiction Twitter that I posted.
There was a fanfiction Twitter?
Yeah, you didn't see that?
Oh, I that did again. Not see that.
Ah, well, give me a moment. Yeah.
So you want me to divulge this into an awkward show of randomness?
Not necessarily.
I'm still recovering from Sonic's One Last Night Stand.
I think we're also recovering from Sonic's One.
That was such a horrible fan fiction. I don't know why I even played it. I understand people live in different time zones. That's why I had like a whole thing about that the show is on at midnight in the UK. That's right. It's on at midnight in the UK. So Chaddix here is burning the midnight oil for us. Oh, that's why there's 5. Because, okay, there we go.
See, there's plenty of, on this Twitter, there's plenty of Sonic material. Like, Sonic reveals to be a female. Sonic tells Amy that she is a lesbian.
What?
So on.
Bugs Bunny died while trying to recite an intricate song and dance routine for Snoop Lion, so he shall not be participating in the journey.
Yes.
What the hell? What did I just read?
A sentence from a piece of fan fiction.
Okay.
That's what you just read.
That's what I just read. But they don't link to it.
They link to it if you ask what it is.
I was pretty sure that I died
down, seeing people asking
for seeing the drunk driver. I was going to heaven. But no, I just had to wake up as Celestia Lundenberg? I don't know what to say to that. I'm just gonna go into more music. You've crushed my soul.
It's not my fault.
Oh, it is so your fault.
I'd like to say that I was shown this link earlier today from the Sonic Retro channel, and I'm not responsible.
You're not responsible, yet you're linking it to me.
Yes.
Explain that logic to me, but after the break, because I am now going into music. So, all right, we'll be back in a moment. Alright, I'm back. Apparently, Shaddix has run off for some reason. I don't know. But I still have Trekkie here.
Hi.
So, yeah. And hopefully none of that conversation made it over the actual radio thing. I will find out after the show. Which I actually should probably end. It's like 7:04 right now. 7:04. See, I've gone past 7 o'clock now.
By 4 minutes.
By 4 minutes. I am not Silver Sonic, alright? I'm not going to overrun my show.
I didn't have any technical difficulties today that, you know, prevented the show from happening. So that's good.
That is true.
I mean, website's
Sonic
down,
fan
but
fiction. I assure you, by the way, listeners, I assure you that our Sonic fan fiction segment will eventually return. I'm just still recuperating from that Sonic's Last One Night Stand. Even though I didn't read it, I gotta be honest, that is like the most friggin' disturbing thing I've ever listened to. And yeah. So. Yeah.
And also, several people were missing this evening as well.
Yeah, I noticed that. I got like a lot of people missing this evening.
We have no WA21, we have no line, we have no... There was
they failed
no
me.
Racks happening.
They failed me tonight. They failed me hardcore. This is my disappoint face. Hold on, I have a sound clip for this. Hold on. There you go. That's my feels about that. My feels. Right in the feels.
Aw.
I should probably end this now. Give me one moment. I will find a track to play this out to.
How about... I think you should play Sonic Boom.
You think I should play Sonic Boom?
Yeah.
You think I should play Sonic Boom? Oh, by the way, in case anyone was curious, that was Sonic Boom. That's actually a song, by the way.
Yeah.
Because recently Sega re-released Sonic CD, but they don't give you the choice between the US and the everyone else soundtrack. Sonic Boom comes from the US soundtrack.
Did
so
you get a choice?
I didn't get a choice.
It's in the options.
It didn't say that at all. It just did its thing and said, screw you.
But you get a choice. Yeah. You get a choice between the two.
I did not see that, but, you know...
Which version are you talking about? The Steam one or the
Android Steam
version?
One. The Steam one did not... I did not see it. It should have been, like... It should have popped up when I started the game and be like, hey, do you want to play this with the US soundtrack or do you want to play it with the everyone else soundtrack? And then I would have been like, oh, I don't know. I think I'm going to play the US soundtrack. Because that's what I played before.
Well, Let's see.
You gotta fire this up now to prove me wrong.
Yeah, I already have. let's see. Da-da-da-da. Help and option. No. Oh yeah, it's not there. You have to. There's a when you go past the options, there's a soundtrack option.
Well, you
it's
know,
it's the last option
man.
In the menu.
All I'm saying, they should have fixed it.
Well, it's fixed.
It should have been right out there in the front for you to be like, hey, here's the options.
Or do you think it should detect your locale and then...
You know, that could have been another valid option too. I'm pretty sure they could have written like 5 extra lines of code to do that.
Well, that's not how things work.
I know that's not how things work, and that sucks. So... I'm just saying my opinion.
Screenshot.
Okay. You have a screenshot for me.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? It shouldn't be in the options. It should be out there in the front.
Well, it is on the front. It's on the main screen. You just have to go all the way to the bottom.
Okay. Well, whatever. All right. So.
See, just look at that robot, Nick. He's just waiting to change the sound back for you.
They sure just used Amy. That's what they used in Knuckles Chaotix. It would have been a nice homage. You know, maybe they should release Knuckle Chaotix next, since no one's like really ever played that outside of like the hardcore community. Oh well.
Well, I wouldn't put it past them.
Alright. Well, I'm gonna go ahead and end this now. So I will be at Sonic Boom starting tomorrow for those who are looking for the badass wearing the Tails hat and the really thick glasses. So, until next week, this is RSN Live Voice signing off. And, yeah, so enjoy.
Going. Sonic Boom, Sonic Boom.